So now what if we're in state S2 that tells us that we found the possible start of a substring 101 as we process a binary string? Well, if we see a 1, we certainly haven't found a 10 on the way to a 101, but this new 1 that we found could be the start of a 101. That's the same situation we find ourselves in state S2 anyway, so we just run a loop back to state S2 labeled 1.